Creation Ministries presents Inspiration for You, an audio tape series designed for spiritual advancement. Let us begin with our topic, Creation versus Evolution. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We want you to find out for yourselves whether or not you are evolutionists. Evolution represents the course of the world as a gradual transition from the lower to the higher, from the worse to the better, and assumes that this process is imminent in the world itself. That is to say, the thing gets better of itself, and that which causes it to get better is itself. And this progress marks an increased value in existence, as judged by our feelings. You know you are better because you feel better. You know there has been progress because you feel it. Your feelings regulate your standing. Everyone who measures his progress or the value of his experience by his feelings is an evolutionist. All of his Christianity, all of his religion, is a mere profession without the fact, a form without the power. If you find yourself an evolutionist, you know at once that you are an infidel. For an infidel is simply a man without faith. The hypothesis of evolution, the evolutionist tells us, aims at answering a number of questions respecting the beginning or genesis of things. It helps to restore the ancient sentiment toward nature as our parent and the source of our life. Evolution instituted the conception of vast and unimaginable periods of time in the history of our globe, so that the progress made has been through countless ages. Yet this progress has not been steady and straightforward. It has been through many ups and downs. There would come a cataclysm or an eruption, and all would go to pieces. Again, the process would start and build up again. This is the process of evolution. What has been the process of your progress from the worst to the better? Has it been through many ups and downs? Has your acquiring of the power to do the good works of God been through a long process of ups and downs from the time you first professed Christ? Has it appeared sometimes that you have made great progress, and then without a moment's warning, there would come a cataclysm or an eruption, and all would be spoiled? Nevertheless, in spite of all the ups and downs, you start in for another effort. And in looking back over it all, you can mark some progress, you think, as judged by your feelings. Is that your experience? In other words, are you a spiritual evolutionist? If that has been the kind of progress that you have made in your Christian life, then admit it and quit it. Why not be a Christian? There is another phase of evolution that professedly is not absolutely antagonistic to creation. The men who made this professed to be Christians, professed to believe the Word of God, but their faith was a mere form without the power. These men, though being charmed with this new thing and wanting to be popular along with the new science, were not ready to get along without creation somewhere, so they formed a sort of evolution with the Creator in it. This is called theistic evolution. That is, God started the thing, whenever that was, but since it has been going on, it's been going on of itself. He started it, and after that, it was able of itself to accomplish all that has been done. This is plainly declared by the true evolutionist to be, quote, a phase of transition from the creational to the evolutional hypothesis, unquote. There are many who believe that we must have God forgive our sins and start us on our way. But after that, we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Accordingly, they do fear, and they do tremble, all the time. But they do not work out any salvation, because they do not have God constantly working in them, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. See Philippians 2, 12 and 13. Hebrews 11:3 says, it is through faith that we understand that the worlds were framed, put together, arranged, built by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The earth which we have was not made of rocks. Men were not made of monkeys, apes, and the missing link. Monkeys, apes, and the missing link were not made of tadpoles. And tadpoles were not made of protoplasm originally, way back at the beginning. No, the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Why is it that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear? Simply because those things did not exist. The Word of God is of that quality that when the Word is spoken, it not only causes the thing to be, but causes to exist the material of which the thing exists. By the Word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all of the host of them by the breath of His mouth. For He spake, and it was. Psalm 33:6-9. Evolution is by long process. Creation is by the Word spoken. When God, by speaking the Word, had created the worlds, He said, "Let there be light." How much time passed between the Word and the time when the light came? Was it a week? A day? An hour? A minute? No, nor even a second. As soon as the Word was spoken, the light was. The man who allows that any time at all passed between God speaking and the appearing of the thing is an evolutionist. If a man should make it countless ages, he is simply more of an evolutionist than the one who thinks it took a day. If he allows that there was a day, or an hour, or a minute between the speaking of the Word and the thing itself, that man does not recognize creation. The genuine evolutionist recognizes that creation must be immediate, but he does not believe in immediate action, and therefore does not believe in creation. When God speaks, there is in His Word the creative energy to produce the thing which the Word pronounces. The Word of God is a living thing. The life that is in it is the life of God, eternal life. Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." The words that Jesus spoke are the words of God. They are imbued with the life of God. They are eternal life. They abide forever. And in them is the creative energy to produce the things spoken. Remember, Israel had the Bible. They knew the Word of God. They boasted of being the people of the book, the people of God. They read it and preached it in their synagogues. And when they read that word, they said, "We will accomplish it." But they never did. Though they professed to recognize the creative energy of the Word of God, yet in their own lives, they left that out. They looked to themselves. What were they? Are you afraid to say, for fear, you have been there yourself? Evolutionists is what they were. And that is what a good many of you are. They were not made new creatures. No new life was formed within them. It was all of themselves. So far were they from believing in creation that they rejected the Creator and crucified Him. And that is what evolution always does, for it is directly antagonistic to creation. Roman centurion with the ailing servant had heard the words of Jesus and had seen the effects of them and said, "Whatever that man speaks is so. When he says a thing, it is done." Jesus knew perfectly well that the man had his mind upon the power of his word when the centurion stated his servant's condition, and he replied, "As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed. When that word went forth, how long before the man was healed? When the word was spoken, the word did it at once. When Jesus came into the world, he demonstrated over and over again to all people and for all time that the Word of God still has creative energy. Jesus said to a certain person, "Thy sins are forgiven thee." How long before it was so? That same word, "Thy sins are forgiven," is spoken to you today. Why let any time pass between this word spoken to you and the accomplishment of it? When he speaks forgiveness to you, why let whole days pass before it is true in you? Whoever lets any time pass between the word spoken and the thing done is an evolutionist. The word of God to you is, man, woman, child, thy sins are forgiven thee. Thy sins are forgiven. Present tense. I thank God that this is so, because the creative energy is in that word, forgiven. This takes away all sin and creates in the man a new creature. Many have been longing for a new heart. They have said, "I believe in the forgiveness of sin, and I would take it if I was sure, but there is so much evil in my heart and so many things to overcome." But there stands the word, "Create in me a clean heart. A new heart will I give you. And a new spirit will I put within you." If you allow a moment to pass between the speaking of the word and the new heart, you are an evolutionist. This is true when you allow any time to pass between the word spoken and the fulfillment of that thing in your experience. I believe in creation. Do you? While so many are hovering about the mystery of faith and godliness, they could have solved the matter by proclaiming, "I know that Jesus Christ is my portion forever." The power to produce this is in the Word of God, and when this is accepted, the creative energy is there, producing the thing that is spoken. Is there such a thing as a creator who can create in you a clean heart? The question from this day to the end of the world is, do you believe in the creator? He says now to you, be ye clean. For your soul's sake, recognize the creative energy in the Word of God, which comes to you in the Bible. For this Word is the same to you today that it was when it spoke into space the worlds on high, brought light out of darkness, and cleansing to the leper. That Word spoken to you today, if received, creates you new in Christ Jesus. That Word spoken into the dark waste and void space of your heart, if received, produces there the light of God. That Word spoken today to you, afflicted with the leprosy of sin, if received, immediately cleanses you. Let it, dear one. Please let it. How shall I be clean? By the creative energy of that Word, be ye clean. Therefore it is written, now ye are clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you. Are you a creationist? Will you from this moment be a creationist? What a blessed thing this is. When you read the Word, receive the Word, and the creative energy is in you producing the things which the Word speaks. And you are living in the very presence of the power of creation. Creation in your life. God creating in you righteousness, holiness, truth, faithfulness, every good and gracious thing. You need not expect to get any good works out of yourself. You have been trying. The evolutionist tries and is always trying. There will never be any good thing in you of any kind till the world's end, except it is created there by the Creator Himself. Let us believe His Word. He speaks forgiveness. He speaks a clean heart. He speaks holiness. He creates it by His Word. Let Him create it in you. Let that creative Word work for you. Let that creative energy work in you. That which the Word produces, God will work in you to do of His good pleasure. You and I are to invite all people to the marriage supper, saying, "Come, for all things are now ready." How can I say this when I myself am not ready? My words will not reach them. But when there is in that call the creative energy of the Word that has made us ready, that has cleansed us from sin, that has created us unto good works, that holds us as the sun is held in the course which our Creator has marked out, then, when we go forth to the world, they will hear the power of truth. God's mark of pure truth is being set upon His people today. But He will never set His seal upon one who is not cleansed from every defilement. God will not set His seal to falsehood or deceit. Would you ask Him to place His precious stamp upon unrighteousness? He must cleanse you so He can put His seal on His own work, the work of creation. He cannot approve your feeble efforts and failures, your self-righteousness. Let Him write His character upon your heart. Let Him stamp His name in your forehead. He can only accomplish this miracle when you agree with His word, allowing it to create a new spirit within you. Old things passed away, and new things coming in. Let us be no more evolutionists. Let not a moment pass between the accomplishment of the thing in you and God's word to you. Live in the presence of creation, walking with the Creator, upheld by His creative power. Choose Christ. Choose creation. Choose eternal life. You will be glad you did. If you would like to know more about becoming a creationist, write to Creation Ministries, Post Office Box 284, Spring City, Tennessee, 37381-0284, or call the toll-free number 1-800-754-8021. You will be glad you did.